This is Scar Sailor Report.
Welcome to On the Wake Up Radio. This is Scar Sailor Report. We're on SoundCloud, YouTube, and iTunes. And we have a website. We have a website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. Shout out to Raw on the boards and our producer, Cindy Ashby. So we're going to start off with a couple questions. So the first one is, what's up with the weather? And, it says, snow after Easter, will it snow in July as well? LOL. I totally understand this question because I've been talking about the weather near me for a while now. Like, for at least a couple weeks now. And I went out today to go pick up some stuff, go out with family, you know. And I cannot tell you, like, it was freezing cold outside. All I had was my pleather jacket on. And I'm telling you, it was like a gust of wind. Every single step you went, it was a gust of wind. And they're saying that it's supposed to be snowing soon again. Personally, like, where I'm at, the grass is actually green, which doesn't make any sense to me because it's cold as hell out. The birds are chirping, but it's cold out, you know, and I can't see the weather, like, getting warmer anytime soon. Like, at least in the next 2 weeks, it's going to be still cold. Like, that's just my opinion. Like, and personally, this is, like, one of the craziest, you know, like, seasons. Like, winter has been so long this year. I know they call it spring. Technically, it's still spring right now. But I'm telling you, it don't feel like spring, you know? It really does not feel like spring at all. And it's very unsettling because, you know, it's supposed to be getting warmer so the farmers can start growing their crops and, you know, we're going to get into that part late, a little bit later about all that other stuff. But it's, I'm telling you, I had this greenhouse. My mom bought it for me for Christmas and stuff, right? Because I want to start planting. I want to start being self-sufficient. She got me seeds and stuff. Heirloom seeds only, okay? That's how it is around here. And we also have to find good soil. Now, that's a difficult problem, too, because the soil out here is got all this type of mess up in it. It is not good. So I remember back when I was in like fifth, sixth grade, you could get soil with compost and, you know, manure is disgusting as that sounds. That's where you get the nutrients in your soil to make the plants grow and stuff. This is basic. This is basic fourth grade science, all right? So if you can't keep up with me at this point, you're basically a lost cause because I'm telling you, this is simple. It's simple math, you know. So yeah, I think it's probably going to be a long winter, and that's what I'm going to call it because it is not spring in my opinion. If it's snowing, this is the time where we're supposed to be putting out our crops. I can't even put up that greenhouse because I don't know when it's going to start to get warmer. You know, as soon as it starts to get warmer, you know, then it gets colder. Then it gets warmer. Then it gets colder. I don't know what to do personally, but I'm gonna wait at least a couple more weeks because I don't see it getting warmer anytime soon, you know. There's no, you know, greenery, you know, I mean, there's greenery popping up everywhere, but I'm telling you, it's not spring yet, and it's not time to plant anything yet because the ground is not prepared, you know, Mother Nature's not prepared, she's, you know, it's about to snow again, you know, it's crazy. But anyway, we're going to get into our first topic. Remember, callers calling at 678-603-4393, and we're going to be talking about the contamination of water, basically our water supply. You know, the reason why I picked this topic is because in my chemistry class. We're learning about, you know, the elements and stuff. And one of, you know, there's a project we could have picked, whatever we wanted to do. And I decided to pick lead and water. The person I was working with wanted to pick mercury poisoning and all this other stuff, but those topics were taken. So, you know, I was really happy because I'm comfortable with this specific topic. We chose lead and water. I'm just going to read a bit, a little chunk of information, or just to kick this topic off, the contamination of water. In order to understand why it is bad for lead to be in the water, you first have to understand what it is. The definition of lead is it's a chemical element with the symbol Pb and atomic number 82. It is heavy. It is a heavy metal that is denser than most common materials. Lead is soft and malleable and has a relatively low melting point. For some background on lead, it is used in ammunition, roofing, plumbing, and was previously used in paints, etc. This is the type of stuff that's in our water supply, all right? This is the type of stuff that they're putting. And some could say, oh, it's accidental. Like, I'm about to read a portion of this for you guys. In recent years, one story caught the eye of the public and is actually still a problem in this particular area, Flint, Michigan. I'm sure you've heard of this situation before. After switching Flint's water source to a lake, residents started to notice something was up. People started to notice hair loss. People started to get tired and weak. Lots suffered from sickness. Doctors then saw the lake held water that had lead in it from testing the blood of the patients. Not only did the lake contain high levels of lead, but other harmful chemicals, which were highly corrosive, which broke down the pipe. So if you don't know what corrosive means, because I had someone asking me this, corrosive means like the breakdown of something. So like a rusting would be an example of corrosion, which broke down the pipes, which also caused lead to get in their water. So the pipes that were made out of lead, and you can imagine them breaking down, right? The particles from the pipes start to get into their water supply. If you need further explanation on that, that's what that means. As they did stop using the water from the lake, it didn't stop the lead problem because of the pipes. So just because they stopped the supply of the lake does not mean that the lead stopped flowing through their water supply, because as you can imagine, these pipes that were corroded from the lake are still in use. So the lead is still a problem. It's still a problem today because there are actually residents that do not, or that can't drink tap, rather, all these years later, which is sad because it gets barely any media coverage, which is true. Just like every other breakdown in this industrial society, you know, stuff like this happens and, you know, it doesn't get any media coverage because America as a country, when we fail to do something properly, you know, the majority does not want to embrace the fact that we were wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, and we are, you know, considered a first world country, and yet we still have problems with our water supply. So I'm just going to read what first world means, because a lot of people, you know, these definitions get to them, you know. The term first world refers to a so-called developed capitalist industrial countries, roughly a block of countries aligned with the United States after World War II, with more or less common political and economic interests. So we would be considered a first world country because we're fully developed. I mean, look outside, you know, go outside for a bit, look around, and you see building, you know, store, pavement. You don't see trees. I mean, you'll see the occasional tree. And even now, I mean, after all these storms and stuff, people want to take all the trees down off the property. So eventually we're going to come to a point where, you know, it's like the Lorax, you know, it really truly is like the Lorax. you know, just going to go chopping down trees because, you know, we need them for all these, you know, supplies that we use in our everyday life, paper, you know, all this other stuff. And just because it's a hassle of clean leaves and stuff, people are going to start chopping down the trees like crazy. You know, where I live, people have been doing it for, you know, months and years now. They just want to get rid of the trees. They don't want the hassle. So, you know, we're industrially developed. You know, that's what that means. And we still have problems with water. You know, not only lead in our water, you know, some girl, another topic was chlorine in the water. And, man, is that something. And, you know, all these heavy metals getting into our water supply, you know, some could say, you know, and I'm not the one who's very well versed in this topic matter, of, you know, the how these metals eventually in this New World Order train that we're going on, that we're, you know, the slaughterhouse that we're going to, that we're being led to. One of the destinations on the way to this is, you know, the linking of your body. Your body is being used as a weapon against you, because of all these, you know, towers, these cell phone towers. I've been seeing so much stuff about that recently. And then, you know, the 5G that everybody's talking about. These heavy metals that are flowing through your body are not only going to affect how you act and everything, but it really affects your brain. And that's actually what I found out during this project is lead is, oh my goodness, your brain. Like, that is the number one thing that is affected by these heavy metals is your brain. So you're basically, you know, your body's being used against you. So it's a very dire situation. It's not as bad as it is in, you know, other countries, you know, but it is bad because they can say, oh, we're putting this in the water because of, and people won't question it because, you know, like the fluoride in the water, you know, that calcifies the pineal gland. Everybody knows this or should know this. It is put in there to do that, but they're going to tell you, oh no, it's for your teeth. It's for, which, by the way, you know, people don't know the difference between, you know, the difference between good fluoride and bad fluoride. You know, one is naturally occurring, and one is that when you get too much of it, you know, you're going to be affected by it because it's not natural. Just had to clarify because a lot of people don't get the differences, and you know, it's really bad. You know, that's why. Oh, and let me tell you another story. So while I was presenting this made me really sad, guys, and I'm gonna tell you what made me sad in a few seconds here. So while we were presenting, my teacher was explaining, you know, you should filter your water, you know, in a Brita. Or, you know, some households have, like, a filtering device that is hooked up to the actual, like, system there. I never, ever, ever drink straight out of the tap, ever. I don't even rinse my mouth with it. Like, I'll literally use a water bottle. Like, that's, I know, it's, you know, if that's also still, like, pretty bad for you, too, because all the plastic and stuff. But if I'm going to drink water, I'm going to filter it first. And it's so sad because I heard a wave of people in the class saying, why do you have to filter it first when it's, you know, already clean out the tap? Like, this is really what I'm talking about, sheeple. You know, they don't understand that not everything is perfect in this society, that there's flaws, and that you have to do something about it, you know? And that, you know, drinking it straight out the tap, oh my goodness, that's a horrible idea. You know, everybody's seen the clips where, you know, somebody takes a lighter up to their sink and it just, man, just like a bomb, you know. I mean, seriously. So that's the type of stuff you could be drinking depending on your area and, you know, fracking and whether or not there were certain factories near you, because factories back in the day didn't really give a crap about where they put their waste and stuff. So, you're, you know, that's going in your water. Anyway. That made me really sad, you know, that kids are literally drinking straight out of the tap, and you wouldn't even know. They don't even know that what they're drinking is bad for you. So filter your water, guys. Boil it if you have to, if it makes you feel safer, you know, whatever you got to do. Even cooking. I don't even like to use tap while I'm cooking, y'all. Like, I have to filter first. But anyway, we're going to go on to our next topic. Remember, callers, call in at 678-603-4393. And earlier I was talking about the farmers and all that other stuff. So we're going to get into this topic, GMOs. Okay, this is something that I've learned about ever since I was sixth grade, you know. I've been preaching from the mountaintops about this because, you know, recently I just watched this movie, Okja. It's a Netflix series special, but trust me, you can find it without Netflix. But I've decided I'm going to do this art project about it and make a statement piece on GMOs. I'm still in the process of designing what I'm going to do. But the reason why that movie spoke to me is because people don't realize what they are eating, what, you know, goes through the process. Unless, people really out here, y'all, thinking that, you know, that potatoes grow on trees and that carrots grow on bushes and and that grapes grow on the ground. I'm telling you, when you go in the store, you can ask somebody, you know, where does that tomato come from? They will look at you and look at you and they will look at you and they will not have an answer. They'll have to pull up Google or Bing. Because they don't know. But being that you don't know where you're getting your food from, you don't know, you know, whether it's naturally occurring and the effects it has on the environment, because you're not planting it yourself, most likely, so you don't know the effects that it's having. And GMOs basically, you know, let me pull up the definition, because well, basically, I'm going to tell you while we're doing this. It stands for genetically modified organisms. And and a lot of people, you know, they don't care, you know. Yeah, it's the abbreviation for genetically modified organism. GMO is an organism whose genome has been altered by the techniques of genetic engineering so that DNA contains one or more genes not normally found there. So basically like a tomato, right? You can have a strand of tomatoes that normally grows really small, but then you insert something into it that will make it two times bigger than it was before. So that's why you're out here seeing these extremely small, you know, and then this extremely large, whatever it may be. Because, and this, you know, we're talking about fourth grade sciences right here. The reason why this is bad is because, you know, there's been tests, I'm sure everybody's seen it, you know, the tests done in lab rats where they grow tumors and they have cancer. And, you know, they're affecting the butterflies and the bees like crazy. I'm telling you, these bees, okay, so when they go to pollinate, you know, they cannot pollinate something that they're not used to finding in everyday, you know, life, in, you know, naturally occurring life, you know. They go to pollinate, you know, let's say a strawberry flower, okay. And if the strawberry, you know, plant was genetically modified or, you know, pesticides were put on it, they cannot, you know, they're just, there's a big die-off in them right now. And that's why I would encourage everybody to support your local honey provider that actually does take care of their bees, or any local farmer that tries not to use pesticides. And, you know, but even they say, I've said this before, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, you know, I've been to local farmers, and they'll tell me about the planes going over their property, spraying stuff down without their consent. We've all heard the horror stories, y'all. We've heard the horror stories about farmers, you know, and them getting taken down in court by Monsanto. You know, Monsanto just is really, you know, evil. You know, they're evil. Then we've heard the stories about, you know, people not being able to grow their own organic plants in their own, you know, yards, and it, because it doesn't look good, you know, it's not presentable, you know. If only everybody did that, you know, because then we wouldn't be having the problems we do now. But, man, this, you know, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And that's why I only think, and it's sad to say this, it really is, but it's the truth. I really truly believe we only have a few more years, just a few more years with, you know, going on this path, you know, to nowhere, you know, because we just keep digging ourselves in deeper ditch, deeper ditch, deeper ditch. Eventually, there's going to be nowhere else to dig, and we're screwed, you know. I really do believe, you know, at some point, if we don't do something now, if we don't take a stand now, which is why I love to talk on this show, and which is why I love to talk on my Instagram, if we don't do something about these bees and these people, or these people that are, you know, putting us at risk here, and about these species that are keeping our asses alive, we're gonna die, you know. And it's and people just don't understand the food chain, you know. Even though, like I said, it's fourth grade science, you know, but people will forget about it because they don't think it's important to their lives, because you know it's not the newest iPhone or the newest episode of the Kardashians. They don't care, but they should, because it affects their own lives. And I think we're going to leave it there. A message of urgency, you know, to the people: get out and support your local farmers and beekeepers, because I'm telling you, they're going to be the ones to repopulate and to keep our lives afloat. we have a caller, or somebody's calling. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna leave it on that note. You know, local beekeepers, you know, farmers, and have a talk with them. Sit down and chat with them, because that's a good testimony. And you want to hear that for yourselves, what they have to say about, you know, the weather modification and the spraying of everything on their own property. Because these people, I've talked to them face to face, and they have stories. And you want to make sure, you know, you want to get as much wisdom and knowledge every single day. So when you are at those places, local beekeepers and farmers, have a conversation with them. You know, because they really are a minority here, you know, not being taken over by big brand, big box companies. They're a minority. So thank you for listening. Shout out to Raw on the Boards and our producer, Cindy Ashby. Check out our website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. We're on SoundCloud, YouTube, and iTunes. My goodness. Tune in next week, Sunday at 9 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to On the Wake Up Radio. This is Scar Shaler Report. I'm Scar Shaler. See you next week. Before you move.